Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I am sitting here with Chris Payne.
What's up?
And Natalie Weiner.
Hey.
So we've got, just to fill everyone in, so Jason is out today. Erica, I just want to assure everyone, last week we promised we would check back in because she is doing the 22-day Beyoncé branded or whatever vegan challenge. The reason she's not here today is not that she is dying.
Thankfully.
She is alive, although very unhappy with her diet. But we'll let her speak to that more next week. But no, dropping meat and caffeine from her diet didn't kill Erica, but it did prevent her from speaking for the next. No, she can speak. I'm kidding. She can speak. She will be on her podcast, I think. But
Joe's
yeah.
Joe's trying to earn an endorsement from like the beef lobby.
Pretty much, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, so let's hop into it. Let's start with... let's do game featuring Drake.
I knew that was gonna be first.
100. So yeah, oh, you knew it. Wow, you. All right. Well, if you knew it was gonna be first, then why don't you tell us what you think about it?
I mean, I just feel like it's way better than I expected because it's the game, and like, really realistically, ooh, what has the game done that we've like ever talked about in the past? I don't know, many years. But he's actually put out two really good tracks recently. Like his last one with Dejloaf, which was like earlier, a few months ago. I'm not remembering what it's called, but it's fairly recent. And that was a pretty solid one as well that actually had a really good video. And this with Drake, it's just like a great beat. The beat feels very Kanye to me. It's super
like
catchy.
Old Chicago soul.
Exactly. Super catchy, laid back. Drake sounds great. The game sounds good.
I totally see what you're saying because it's been a while since the game did something that was great, but like I definitely have kind of, and this is like not an American perspective, but like very French, and I hate to associate, I don't, this sounds so pretentious, but like basically what I feel like if someone delivers like a classic at one point, like they kind of get a pass from me for the rest of their life, and okay. I will, you know, even
why
when
is
they,
that French?
Because that's how they treat like
are
their
you referencing
filmmakers.
French Montana's debut album, Pardon My French,
French
about how you'll love his music from now on, no matter what, because it's a classic.
No, it's like a very French cultural thing to celebrate directors and artists long after their expiration date and like still treat them like gods. Whereas in America, it's 100% like, well, what have you done for me lately?
So the documentary is what you're saying.
Yes.
The documentary is awesome.
The documentary is a great album. Love It or Hate It is... I mean, like,
hate
one
it or
of
love
the best.
It.
Hate it or love it. Yeah, I love it so much. I can't even say it right. It's like one of the best rap songs of, you know,
yeah,
the last 15
that
years.
That is a good song.
Anyways, though. So, yeah. So, but I totally agree. Like, I haven't really cared about what the game did for. I mean,
also,
I was.
Also, he's like in the headlines right now for like punching an off duty cop and paying his nanny like a settlement for Instagram libel. So, like, I don't know. His public image is not. You know,
right.
Hard-hitting hit maker.
This is true. But the song is really, like you said, surprisingly really good.
Yeah, I like how Drake can continuously make a career out of the theme of friends and, like, no new friends and, like, how, like, just want friends from way back and how, like, no one's real now and, like, yeah. as I get more famous, you gotta watch your back. Like, friendships are always stabbing you. Like, that's just what this song is about.
I saw a tweet that was, like, Drake has two songs. The first one is I Really Love You, But I'm Just This Way and I Can't Help It. And the second one is Old Friends Are Better Than New Friends. And those are his two songs.
It is, like, one thing you gotta give him, though. It's, like, how many rappers really talk about friendship ever? Like, this is a theme that's not really addressed too often in hip-hop. I mean, really, outside of children's music, this is not, like, a popular theme for radio songs.
Loyalty, I feel like, is a theme. Maybe not so explicitly, like, my BFF, like, but like staying true to your crew and whatnot.
That's a sort of
long-standing tradition.
Incidentally, and I could be wrong with this, but it seems like he's the Game now officially.
Yeah.
Whereas for a while, and I remember this was years ago, but I got, like, from the publicist a press release that was like, he's not the Game anymore, it's just Game. And, like, I double confirmed it, but now I feel like that's not true. Like, now he's just gone back and just given up, and it's the Game.
He knows about SEO. He's just like the Game.
But that's so.
He picked such a bad SEO rapper name to begin with.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, he was kind of like, he started out like before people thought about
this. Oh, totally. Yeah. So you can't blame him.
He should have predicted the future. I will blame him for that.
There's a Jamaican reggae person. Assassin changed his name because of SEO. Like, because his name's Assassin, so he changed it to Agent Sasko, but nobody calls him that. Everybody still calls him Assassin, so.
Well, who's Googling Assassin anyway? I mean, like, you're like, oh, I need to find an Assassin. So, anyways. But, whatever.
Anyway.
So yeah, Game featuring Drake. Very surprisingly good. Natalie Weiner raves, surprisingly good. Let's listen to it. So the song's called 100. This my city, nigga, everybody know it. Riding around town, just me and my 4 pound. Tucking my time for us, hoping I ain't gotta show it. LA niggas be the craziest. These niggas do some shady shit. Niggas will run up on your car, catch you off guard like the Lil Wayne and baby shit. 40, I'm fucked up. Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all. Alright, that was Game featuring Drake, 100. Next up, let's do a Chris pick. So what do you want to do? You want to do Wonder Years?
Sure, let's do the Wonder Years.
All right, let's start with the Wonder Years. Song is Cardinals.
Yeah, so Wonder Years dropped this song last night, and I follow a lot of people on Twitter who are big pop punk people, and everyone seemed to, like, be unanimously in love with the song. And I think it's really, really good. I mean, pop punk speaking, the Wonder Years are about as pop punk as you can get. Like, it's actually in their handle. Like, when they made themselves a Twitter name, it was, I think, TWY pop punk. Like, it's like they rep it so much that it's just, like, within, like, the footprint online of everything they do. And, like, they rep it so hard. But anyway, it's
yeah, because a lot of bands want to, like, distance themselves.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
or
yeah.
Or just, like, be like, we don't believe in genre. We just make music.
Exactly. So there's – I think those two extremes exist these days, and they're on the one extreme that's very true to things. But anyway, with the actual song, like, damn, they just, like – they really came at it with this one. This is, like, a song that you can tell, like – the pits will open up for this live. The singer, Soupy, will get really, really into this one, come out into the crowd, probably be a good set closer. And, like, with new music coming forward, it's been a couple years since they had an album out, and I think pop punk has gotten slowly been getting more clout within just, like, the general indie/rock community, instead of just being something that, like, we were saying is kind of just, like, marginalized or stigmatized.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because a lot of, like, the people who grew up liking it are now in positions to kind of legitimize it, like Chris Payne, for instance. but yeah, no, I mean, I liked this. I'd say Wonder Years, I'm not, like, a big pop punk guy, but, like, Wonder Years are a band that I really do like. This one, though, is, like, maybe it just seemed like maybe a little, like, too much too soon for me. Like, it just hits that emotional peak, like, so fast.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't ready for it, but it is a good, like, it's a good song. They're good at what they do.
Yeah, and that's their whole vibe. It's all just like, we're all in this together. We're going to get through this. Everything matters a lot. This show is going to, like, make everything better, and we're all friends. Like, that's it.
Friendship.
What did you think of it, Natalie?
I mean, I liked it, but it's almost like, this is going to sound crazy, but it's almost like I couldn't hear it because I could only hear like the music I listened to when I was 14. You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds so similar to like, you know, that whole era, like me when I was in middle school, like what I was hearing. And so it's almost like the song, the individual nuances of the song, like escaped me because I'm just like, oh, wow, this is that sound, you know? But like, it's a good song.
See, I don't think it's as polished as stuff that was big, like what you're probably referencing. Like, Wonder Years,
This is about to make assumptions about what I listened to when I was 14.
I'm going by, well, you said like the stuff that was like prominent within pop punk, and most of that was all, I think, vocal wise, guitar wise, a little bit more pristine and more, much more pop leaning. Where there, like the Wonder Years, I don't think would sound at all right being played on radio, really. I think it's like the indie side of things.
I mean, but I like had an indie moment too, whatever. I'm just saying, like, the nostalgia sort of like clouded the sound of the song for me personally, but I do think it's really good. It's just like I've been so out of the pop punk realm for so long that it's like it's just kind of
and how did thrown it feel to be in welcomed back into it?
Forced back into it.
I mean, it was good. I just like I think I just need to take it slow, you know, one song at a time. I went to a Bowling for Soup show last week, so that was also, you know, a lot. Very different than this. This does not sound like Bowling for Soup. Okay, so thank goodness for that.
Preemptively shutting my damn eye. Come to think of it, they're very different. Yeah, I
wanted to see
that.
A publicist put that on the press release. Like, does not sound like Bowling for Soup. Board.
Like, I'm really good at pull quotes.
I mean, I'm horrified that you went to Bowling for Soup concert, but I'm smirking.
And I gave it a bad review, mostly.
Also, Natalie,
that makes me feel bad, though, so maybe I'm not horrified.
One more thing that may be relevant to you regarding the Wonder Years is the singer recently appeared on the cover of Substream magazine wearing a Buffalo Bills t-shirt. Really into the Bills.
Well, that means he's probably a Marshawn Lynch fan.
Yeah, I'm sure he was at one time. Probably still is.
How can you not be? Anyway,
there
we
go.
Talk about football on Joe's podcast.
Yeah. This is a staunch no sports allowed rule on this podcast.
Joe is outnumbered today. So.
That's true. Well, let's listen to it. So it's the Wonder Years. Song is called Cardinals. I was off on my own. All right, that was The Wonder Years, and the group's named after the show, right?
I mean, it would have to be. I never
be
read
crazy
like
if they weren't.
Something really affirming it in black and white, but I would guess, yeah, they are.
Right. Because that's not like a phrase from the I feel like that's not like a phrase from the 40s, like The Wonder Year. Or maybe it
no,
is.
We just thought of this. Like,
yeah, it has to be.
All right, well, let's move on to one of my picks, and this is okay, so this podcast obviously is called the Must Hear Music Podcast. Now, usually I use that to mean, like, this is a good thing that you should hear. Sometimes I mean it like this is a really bad thing that you just gotta listen to. This isn't exactly either, but this is just more like a crazy thing that exists that I feel the need to share with people. So this is for the upcoming movie Magic Mike XXL or Double XL. I'm not sure what the correct pronunciation is.
I know Joe and Chris are about to see on opening night.
I'm definitely seeing it. Like, the first one was awesome.
I haven't seen the first
one. Oh, it's really good, actually. It's like a solid movie and very entertaining. Anyway, so I'll probably see the second one in theaters. Anyways, so it stars Matt Bomer, who is from a show called White Collar on USA. And, like, I have cable and I watch television, and, like, I 100% cannot tell the USA Network shows apart. Like, they're about, like, doctors and lawyers, and usually one of them is, like, somehow, like, hoodwinking someone or, like, used to be, like, a con artist, but now the government's forcing them to play by the rules. And, like,
this sounds like Catch Me If You Can.
It is.
Like,
it's like
that's what it sounds like.
It's like Catch Me If You Can in like five different TV shows.
Lots of people deciphering codes on the USA Network.
But that being said, like, nothing against him. Like, I'm sure the show's good. It's just I have no idea. I've watched it. I still have no idea what it's about. But he is known for, I guess at this point, primarily, aside from the show, he has like the most sparkling, beautiful eyes you will ever see on a living human being. Whoa. And then he kind out. Of, I mean, he basically like proposed his, or like changed his career from just like sort of known cable TV actor to like celebrity personality by coming out. And this is like kind of his big move towards cinema. So, mm-hmm. Like, he is a really good actor, and he seems like a great guy, so I'm excited he's in the Magic Mike sequel. What I am not excited about, this is a really long preamble.
It really is.
He, on the soundtrack to Magic Mike, and presumably in the movie, he covers D'Angelo. He covers Untitled, How Does It Feel? And it's not good, I would say, but it's interesting because it's like he really can sing, and like he's got a good voice, and the song is, the cover version of it is fine, but there's just like no like sensuality to it, and it's just such a weird, but it, I mean really the reason I'm just putting this on the podcast is I feel like it's just so crazy that the guy, Matt Bomer, the guy from White Collar, is singing like a D'Angelo song in a movie. And I would say, you know, it's better than a lot of like the Glee covers, but it just like doesn't.
Better than a lot of the Glee covers is like the lowest possible
price. That is pretty low price. But no, it reminds me of, and I'll stop talking about it right after this. So the other day I was listening to, this is going to be another long preamble. So if I'm not watching USA, I'm definitely watching Turner Classic Movies on cable because I'm a fiend for like golden era Hollywood. Sure. And the other day I found out for the first time that Tony Perkins, who played Norman Bates in Psycho, actually had a full album. And I listened to it, and kind of a similar thing. Like, it was like he has a really good voice, Sinatra style, but like absolutely like no expression in his voice. And I feel like, you know, it's early for Matt Bomer. Maybe he can like bring his soul out. Maybe he was just awkward on this one, but there's a thing like where actors who like are like, oh, I have a voice, that means I can sing. It's like there is a lot more to it than having a voice.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I mean, first of all, like, never cover D'Angelo, I think, is just like a fundamental rule for anyone with a voice. Like, his stuff is just like, you know, very, very idiosyncratic. And like, to me, it was so funny because I listened to it and all I could think about was Christmas music. Like, it sounds like an R&B Christmas album, which is like not a thing that like a song about sex should be sounding like. Like, it sounds like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas as done by like Seal. Like, that is what the production sounds like.
Oh, snap. That's a good pull quote.
But like, I don't even know. It distressed me greatly as a person who listens to D'Angelo almost daily. And yeah, Joe, you made me very sad with this song.
That's all I want.
I've got something to cheer you guys up. So for their last album cycle, Panic at the Disco had this song called Boys and Girls and Boys, I believe it was called. And they parodied the video of Untitled, where the singer of Panic at the Disco is just like topless the entire time.
I feel like he looks pretty good.
So you guys, if you liked this cover, should seek out that video for sure.
You can have the video on mute and then play that while you listen to this, and you'll get the whole experience.
Mm-hmm. But aside from Panic at the Disco, did you have thoughts on this? Very strange.
I think they've been echoed already. I didn't really enjoy the song.
All right. So yeah, this is a must hear because it's just plain weird.
Also, teachable moment. Do not cover D'Angelo unless you are a better artist than D'Angelo. And yeah, then you can.
Which means like, unless you're Prince, don't cover basically. D'Angelo. Yeah, so let's listen to it. So it's Matt Bomer, the actor, covering D'Angelo's Untitled How Does It Feel for Magic Mike XXL.
Right where you want me, baby. And I just wanna be a man. How does it feel, baby? How does it feel? Wanna know how does
was a weird White Boy D'Angelo cover. Next up, let's switch over to another weird white boy doing R&B. So this is our old friend Robin Thicke has a new song. It's called Morning Sun, and I kind of... This isn't exactly Natalie's pick. Yes. She's going to take lead on it. I kind of forced her to talk about it. But it's in, I mean, I don't know. Okay, so I'll toss it to you in a second. But I think as much as Paula, his last complete flop of an album, was a punchline and was really bad, and even the Blurred Lines album, like, honestly, wasn't a great album. Like, I don't think he's awful overall.
No, and I mean, it's not.
This is like,
he's never been like a critically acclaimed guy. That's the thing.
No, yeah. This song like could be, I don't know, it could be redeemable, I suppose. I mean, if you directly rip off a sound that was very, very successful in the late 70s, you're going to have a good song. And that's what he does here. And like, the production is good. He sounds decent. It is not offensive to anyone's ears. So on adult contemporary radio, he might have a hit, you know? I don't know.
What do you think?
Yeah, I just get the sense he's playing as close to the vest as completely possible,
sure.
Trying to avoid all those negative internet hot takes. Actually, I don't even know if Robin Thicke cares at all about internet hot takes, but he's trying to avoid bad press and controversy, and he wants to do something that people won't hate, and that's what this is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's interesting because it's not, unlike Blurred Lines, it's not trying to be of the modern era. I mean, even though that was retro, like, that still sounded new. Like, this is like totally,
I mean,
late
there's
70s.
No TI verse on,
yeah,
this.
It's like total late 70s throwback, and it is like very pleasant, you know. I think even like the biggest Thicke haters will like find it hard to hate this song, and maybe that's what he's going for.
But then it's just like, what's the point though? Because it is so safe. It's like, if this was just some nobody who made this song and it wasn't Robin Thicke with the name recognition, would people even give it the time of day?
No, they wouldn't. But that's the privilege he has because he's Robin Thicke and he can get it radio. You know, he can at least reach radio and reach, you know,
he can
big people
get ears.
I don't know. It's probably a wise move for Robin Thicke, but like, okay. But still, what dent does that make on the larger music community? Like, a wise move for Robin Thicke doesn't necessarily have an impact on the scene, you know?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's true.
We just want to impact the scene.
Shut
poor
up,
Robin.
Chris.
I mean, this is forever ago, but I still will go up to bat for his debut hit, When I Get You Alone, which was the interpolation of the disco song A Fifth of Beethoven. That was when he was just known as Thicke. He did not have Robin in his artist name. I think it was wise that he added the Robin, because Thicke is just a weird,
also it's
gross,
just like
name.
A porn name.
Yeah, it sounds like a porn star is what it sounds like.
I mean, Robin Thicke still sounds like a porn star, just
right?
Slightly less.
And also, I mean, more innocently, that he was just at the time, like, his family, his dad was very famous, mm-hmm. like the Alan Thicke, like the last name was famous, and he wasn't even putting a first name on it.
Right, he was
like
Thicke.
Just yeah,
younger.
Famous parents, you know the drill.
Yeah, exactly. That would be kind of, actually, if, like, like Sasha Obama like wants to do like a music career, she should just, just be Obama.
Obama.
Like the new single by Obama.
That's like literally the worst SEO.
That would be really bad SEO. But
history.
No, they definitely, one of the daughters either has to run for president or become a singer.
Like probably. Just, or a model.
Ugh, model's so boring. Though.
It is boring. Nothing against, but you never know.
Models, but you know.
Nothing against models.
They're just so boring. I mean, yeah.
Joe said that if we talked about Robin Thicke, I can't even talk. I could talk about the song I actually wanted to pick, but he wouldn't let me, which is called "Freak of the Week."
And go for it.
Is by this British rap duo named Corrupt and Conan, both with K's, and it features on the remix, which is the version you should listen to, Jeremih, Popcon, and Beanie Man, which basically makes it the best song of 2015, maybe? I don't know. It's, you know, too soon to tell, but, I mean, Jeremih is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Popcon is fantastic. Beanie Man is fantastic. Who knows who Corrupt and Conan are? No one, but whatever.
Glad you did a little homework before coming.
Oh, also, it's produced by DJ Mustard. So, you know, that's a pretty solid lineup. And it is very danceable and very addictive. And I've listened to it like 5 times this afternoon. So,
yeah, I liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
And yet you wouldn't let us formally introduce
it. You were underselling it too hard. We'll deal with this offline. But yeah, so let's listen to Robin Thicke's Morning Sun, and as counter programming, you are recommended to seek out Freak of the Week. And I already featuring
Corrupt and Conan.
Corrupt and Conan. All right. But here's Robin Thicke. I wake up holding on to you every night. You do something, didn't know you could do. Yeah, and I got the feeling. Ooh, yeah, I got the feeling. All right, that was Robin Thicke, with a caveat to also seek out Freak of the Week. And that features Pop... How is it? Popcon?
Popcon.
Popcon.
Like James Con, but Popcon.
Like James Con, but Popcon. Okay, I got that. Who was also on that incredible Jamie XX song.
Yes.
There's Gonna Be Good Times.
Yes.
Which we had declared the underdog song of the summer on this podcast at some point.
Spotify actually just said they think it's going to be the song of the summer.
Really? It's so good.
Like, viral playlist.
And thing. I don't even really care for the rest of the album. I think we've talked about this. But like the Jamie XX album is just like, okay. Mm-hmm. But that song is just... I mean, it's got the bones. It's built on the bones of a really
really good song already existed.
That always helps. But yeah, so let's get to our next and... Or no, we have a couple more. But... Let's do a Chris pick. This is Health. The song is called Stone First. Stone Fist. And why don't you take it away?
Yeah, I knew about Health for a few years. They put out their last album in 2009, and it sounded similar to this, but not as accessible, not quite as catchy. And I'm really interested at where they're going with their new album because, you know, it's been so long and they're taking such a cool new direction. And hearing this for the first time, it just really made me think of Yeezus. And I was telling that to a writer friend of mine, and I was saying, like, oh, how, you know, like, in, like, indie music, this is kind of a new vibe that it's so, like, loud and in your face and industrial. And she was just like, oh, but, you know, Nine Inch Nails, you know. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But, you know, because I'm a lot younger, I wasn't, like, into them at their heyday. So this is sort of like filling that space for me. And also with like the Yeezus connection, actually this guy named Andrew Dawson, who's been an engineer for Kanye for a while, actually worked on this album with Health, and the Hacks and Cloak did too.
Oh,
so
cool.
Very, very good album that I'm into a lot right now.
It's not out that
yet. It's not out yet.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
but
excited.
Interview on billboard.com in the works. In the works. Stay tuned.
And in the works interview. I really, you know, Health is one of those bands I don't think I've ever gotten around to listening to a full album, and I really ought to because I do. Everything I hear I like, and I really like this song. I like a few, I mean, there's a melody in it that, like, reminds me a bit of the Pet Shop Boys, which is always a good thing, even though it does not sound like the Pet Shop Boys, but like the melodic part of it reminds
me
of
the vocal hook. I can see that totally.
And and there's something cool about, I mean, it is like electronic, but the way the electronics hit are like less like dance music and more like a guitar riff hits you when you're listening to a song. And that's always cool. So I like stuff like that. What do you think, Natalie?
I was into it too. Yeah, I can see the Yeezus thing just because I got like a very 80s vibe from it, but maybe, I don't know. It's, my knowledge of that era is sort of nebulous, but that was my immediate thought. But yeah, the kind of like industrial thing. I can dig it. I can dig it. I don't know if I listened enough times to like fully capture it, but yeah. It's interesting to me that there's actually like ties behind the scenes that you're saying to like people who have worked across genres.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but so let's listen to it and keep an eye, at least one eye open for that Health. What is it, Q&A?
I'm not sure what it's going to be yet, but I'm probably going to talk to the members of Health and hopefully some collaborators soon.
Nice. All right, so it's Health Stone Fist. From the album is Death Magic, right?
Death Magic.
Okay,
Magic.
Cool. All right, let's listen.
Out August 7th.
All right, that was Health. Next and last, this is one of my picks. This is one I actually do like, not just a, like, what is going on here. This is Bilal featuring Big Krit, and the song is called something I didn't
Pleasure Toy.
Write down. Thank
how
you.
How can you not remember that? That's yeah, like my fundamental I? Beef with it.
anyway, so this is Bilal, whose name might be Bilal. I've always said Bilal.
I've only
very
heard
well
Bilal.
Could be wrong.
No, it's Bilal.
Anyway, so he's got an album out. You know, he's an interesting artist. He's worked with a lot of interesting people. This new album features Kendrick and someone else who I'm, of course, forgetting, and Big Krit. And I think Krit gives the best appearance on this because he's just really good, kind of like Ludacris was maybe 10 years ago, at like showing up, delivering a memorable verse, but like not stealing the spotlight too much. Like, and this is, of course, nothing against Kendrick, but, like, Kendrick, when he's on a song, like, he tends to become the narrative of the song. But, like, Krit
poor
really,
Big Sean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he shows up and just kind of, like, adds a little bit without taking away. Anyway, so the song is called Pleasure Toy. It's got a very, like, Marvin Gaye sexual healing-esque beat. Might even be an interpolation of it. I'm not sure. And the singing is very Prince-esque. I mean, it's kind of hard to do... I feel to do any R&B song with a like retro 80s vibe without, especially when you're talking about like sex toys, without Prince coming to mind. I mean, because like all of his B-sides from the 80s were like, just had the most lewd titles, like things I would blush to say on this podcast.
Whoa.
But no, if you should look, if you're not familiar, you should look up Prince. There's a 3-disc compilation called The Hits and the B-Sides. And the 3rd disc is all B-Sides and it has some great lewd
not
titles.
Safe for work. Don't do it on your work computer.
You wouldn't want those words on your work computer. Anyways, though, so I mean, I think it's just like it's a cool song. I think it's interesting, and it's that's really what I have to say about it. What do you think about it, guys?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I was actually reading something a friend of mine wrote about the new Miguel album that was really good, and it was very, very good background to that. Not saying that like he's copying Miguel or anything. He's been around a lot longer than Miguel, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's in the same wheelhouse.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like it in theory. I like Bilal. He's, like, obviously a fantastic vocalist, which is why he gets, like, so much work on just about everybody's stuff. But like Pleasure Toy, I just like the stuff like in the song I'm listening to it. I just can't like the things he's saying. I don't know. I must
think that once you get to that point where the song is called Pleasure Toy, it's like Prince. Like it's so far that like you just gotta go with it. You know?
Yes.
It's like he's not even trying to be sexy. It's just like so crazy. Maybe not though. Maybe
I feel like he is really trying to be sexy though. And, like it's not working for me at all. Like, I don't know, but that's just me. It's just, like, Pleasure Toy. toy. But, like, I think he's doing cool things with his voice. Like, I like the different layers of it. I thought that was really interesting. I agree. Big Crit sounds great. That much I like. It's just kind of the general vibe that I'm just stuck on. It's like, give me D'Angelo any day.
You know? So you're, yeah, basically the takeaway is just listen to D'Angelo.
No, but like, if you want like to be sexy. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there is something kind of funny about the song being called, I mean, I guess Pleasure Toy sounds less crass than just sex toy, but at the same time, no one really says Pleasure Toy, so it almost sounds like if you were like some robot alien trying to describe human things
the whole time.
Yeah,
he's like, let me use my tool on you. And I'm just like, I just know.
It's true. This is like one in a long, long line of sensual R&B songs about penises.
I mean, that much, like, in principle, I am not opposed, but like this particular one doesn't do it for me. Sorry, Bilal.
We've been tearing down a lot of male R&B musicians on this podcast.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hating on the men.
And these are recommendations. Anyway, though. But so.
Whatever. We're allowed to disagree, though, right?
No, we are 100%. And no, I think you have a point. I mean, it is like almost to the point of parody. But we'll let you, the listener, decide.
Yes.
So let's listen to it. It's Bilal featuring Big Crit. The song is called, as you might have guessed, Pleasure Toy. So, I'm just a tool to make your body lose control. Just like the DJ, I can make your body move. Like a rocket, rocket. I'll be a pleasure toy. Anytime you're feeling lonely, pleasure toy. Girl, use me, I wanna. All right, that's all we have this week on the Mustard Music Podcast. Next week, we do have a recommendation from someone we're going to get to once we get Jason and Erica back in the house. And Erica will, I think, at that point be done with her. I'm not really good at keeping track of days.
No, she has, it's 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. So. But when did, anyways, we don't need to get into this. Now, Erica will be close to death and also close to the end of her diet.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I'm sure, like, the diet's great, but it really is, like, you cut out caffeine and, you know, you eat these, like, weird pre-prepared meals. It's just, that's no life to lead. But it is only 22 days at the same time.
She's going to be glowing.
She's a trooper. Yeah. I mean, sure, glowing.
Shout out to the nice company that sent them free food, though.
Yeah. Whatever company
Chris
that
is trying to get them to send him.
He's trying
too.
To get free vegan microwave meals.
Vegan, yeah.
Anyways, though. So, yeah. So, thanks for listening and hope you guys have a good week.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.